So, good morning and happy new year, first of all. Like always, also in this new year, it's always an honor to go through scripture with you guys and with the family. And this year is a special year. The whole year, we're going to talk about love. And I know everybody loves love, obviously. So before I start with my message, of course, I want to start with a prayer. God, I thank you. I thank you for this day. I thank you for just your presence this morning. God is all. Every day we wake up, every day we are here, it's just a blessing. It's just a blessing knowing that we have a Father that is with us, who loves us, who loved us first. And now we can live in this love and can run in this love and can live in this love. And God, I thank you for this morning. Please help me to get through this message. I don't want this message to be like anything I want to say. No, I want to, that really the main points are your points. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I say amen in the name of Jesus. So let's open our Bibles in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7. We all know, we all should know that this chapter talks mainly about love. So for the context, just know we are talking here about love. So we read in verse 7, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. And I especially want to talk about that endures all things. Because if we think about love, we of course think about emotions, oftentimes, of course. When I ask a kid what is love, he's gonna probably tell me that's a feeling, like it's an emotion. As the older you get, you learn that love is so much more. It's so much more than just emotion. It shows itself also in behavior. And like we read here in verse 7, it endures all things. And enduring all things is not always easy. You know, so the first thing I saw, the first thing I thought when I saw this verse was, why is love so hard? And why the Bible tells us all things, like not some things, not the good things. It tells us all things. And it just showed me that love is so much more. And what I love about this is that everything we read here, love is this, love is that, is a definition of God. He just showed us that through our entire life. And the best thing about it is we also see it in the Bible when we like look at Jesus' life. When we open our Bibles in Luke chapter 23, and for the context, we start at 32. Then we read, two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there along with two with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, now comes the verse I want really to refer to, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. It's for me as a human, okay? For me as a human being, not as somebody who maybe already received Jesus in his life and everything. For just a human, being in that situation, okay, getting crucified, but saying, hey, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. I don't know if it's just me, but that's not easy. In that situation, that's one of the verses that proves that Jesus is connected with the Father. Because that kind of love in such a situation is not just, okay, I'm just gonna do it. Because we can't even imagine how painful it is getting crucified, but just thinking about it, I know that we could understand if he would be mad or if he would say, no, that's too much and I don't want this anymore and all those things. And the funny thing is, it's not even funny, but one chapter before, we see how he got mocked, he got beaten, like he got insulted, all those things. And he still said it. Just God, just forgive them. Just forgive them. They don't know. They just don't know. And I know we as humans sometimes, we have moments where we just want to rebuke people, like just tell them, hey, you're wrong and all those things. And don't understand me wrong, sometimes it's good to, if you see a brother or you see, let's take parents for example. If you just let your sons and daughters or just doing everything they want, I think they're don't gonna grow up as as good as they should. So you have to like talk to them, and if you see that they're messing stuff up, you have to talk to them. And it's not always easy. I can imagine. I'm not a parent, but I can imagine it's not always easy. And also, if you see your brother, or your sister, or your friend, or your best friend, or whoever, and you see that they are doing wrong stuff, you have to talk to them. The Bible, in so many passages, shows us, hey, we have to talk to them. Because we can help them, actually. And seeing wrong, and just let them do wrong, is not helping them, it's not helping you. Because if you love somebody, you're gonna tell them, hey, maybe you should consider another way. Maybe you should consider doing that or this or that. If he does it, perfect. If he don't, it is what it is. But at least you tried it. At least you tried. Maybe he's going to change with time. Maybe it's going to take some time. But at least you tried it. Okay? And when we go back to Jesus, we see that he had a much bigger goal. He don't want to rebuke them or like in human curse them out or something. No, he had a bigger goal. He wanted to bring light into the life of the spiritual dead, because he knew this world was, it was over. People were doing crazy stuff there. Stuff that you can't even imagine for that time. Still today, but at that time, it was crazy. And there's one Bible verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Okay, where the Bible says, everything we do, we should do it in love. And Jesus just showed us, even in that moment, he showed them love. So we should also try, at least try. Don't go with the mindset, hey, I can't. Just try it, at least. Okay, just try it. Or if you know you're not that person that maybe is that, how can I say it? Like, geduldig, I forgot the word.
Patient,
thank you. Then at least ask God for patience. If you know you're not that kind of person who's always patient and all those things, at least ask God. God, please help me. I can't do it by myself. We can't be always loving other people by our like own strength. Oh, that's why we have God. That's why we have God, and that's the blessing we have, you know. And the best thing about this situation was through that moment, okay, when Jesus got up on the cross and got crucified, what we can't forget is that today we are light in this world because of that moment. Because of that moment, we became light for this world. When we read John chapter 8, okay, in John chapter 8, verse 12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Through that moment, the moment we received Jesus in our life, we became light. And the thing is, we don't just became light. We became light, or had like, he brought us out from darkness without us even knowing that we were in darkness. Today, we just know, okay, that we are light, or we are not in darkness anymore, let's say like that, because the Bible showed us that. There are a lot of people. I had a moment in my life when I gave my life to Jesus, and in the start, you're always on fire. You think like, oh, if you receive Jesus, everybody is going to receive Jesus. Like, and I found out quickly that it took some time, and some people are still not there. And I was like, why not everybody just like gives his life to Jesus? Why? It's just so easy. And then I understood they don't even know that they are living in darkness. If you don't know that you're living in darkness, why should you change your lifestyle? I just talked to one of my best friends last week. And he told me, yeah, he did that, and he did, and that, and this and that. And I was like, brother, that's not the way. To be honest, I'm your best friend. And I'm going to support you and help you, but that's not it. That's not the lifestyle. And he was like, no, and it's not that bad, and all those things, and I just thought to myself, are you listening? I'm telling you, that's not the way. And he was not understanding it. Till I understood, he don't even know that probably that way is maybe going to lead him in a wrong way. So he's not meaning it bad. He just don't know. And that's the thing we have to understand. Some people just don't know. They just don't know that they are living in darkness. But we are there to be light. Everywhere we are. It can be in our workplace. It can be in school, university, when we are with our friends, when we are with our family. We can be light. And maybe, and gonna, it's probably gonna take some time, but we can change some lives just by being light. Sometimes it's through words, but sometimes it's just by being light, through our love to them. Just when they see us with other people, so when they see us, how we walk, how we do stuff, how we handle our stuff in love, we can change some lives. So I just want to encourage us today that we can be light in this world through love. We are gonna show this world how to live through our love. And I know that it's not always easy. Like we said, it endures all things. That means it endures lies. It endures people saying bad stuff. It endures maybe being mocked. It endures all these things. But trust me, if you're feeling like you can't anymore, ask God for strength. Ask him. He's the only one who's gonna. He said, "Hey, we can do all things through Christ." No, he said it. And if he said it, okay, I'm gonna believe in him. Maybe it's not easy, but I'm gonna believe, because we have nothing else. If you don't ask God, who do you ask? If not God, who? So, just know that you can change lives. You can change it. And I believe that we, as a family, can do so much things when we have love to each other, first of all, and then also to the people outside. Because God is with us. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. I thank you for your love for us. I thank you for everything you have done for us. I thank you that you are the God who has chosen us. We are not good. We are not like better than other people. You just choose us, and our eyes were opened. And today we can walk in love, because we know that there's a bigger mission. There's a bigger goal. And we know that you don't only live for us so we can be rich in that and rich in this and have all those things. No, we know that we live today to be light for this world. So God, just if you have something you want to tell us, not just my message, if you have something else you want to tell us, just open our hearts. Just open our hearts so we can receive it, so we can live by that, and so we can run knowing that there's a God who just loves us. God, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I say in the name of Jesus, amen. Amen, amen.